Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Warm 101.3. Our Suburban Outlaw is Pam Sherman, and you're doing virtual cocktail parties?
Yes. So first of all, I'm an extrovert, and there's nothing I like better than meeting my husband and going have drinks with friends. Because he's a curmudgeon. He loves being home. He's got his chair, his TV. He's very happy. So I have been doing virtual cocktails since this started on Zoom, which I know it's used for professional purposes. I think this is a professional purpose.
It is. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, and a lot of my clients, it's fun. They're doing virtual happy hours in ways they never would have done because they all have to get home to their kids or, you know, they were working late. And now they're actually connecting with their teams over cocktails. I mean, I think there are some rules, right? Like, I don't want to meet with you every single week if I didn't meet with you every single week for a virtual cocktail in real life. Like, you know, like spread it out. This is going to be going on for a long time.
I know. We got plenty of time to get drunk.
Right.
Right. And all my friends are like, this is so much fun. Let's do it next week. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. This is good to see you. But we finally got my husband to agree to do it because we have a bunch of friends in D.C. with whom he shares a particular passion for the Grateful Dead. Somehow, this show tunes loving, you know, pop rock loving girl got brought into the Grateful Dead group.
He's
in the Zoom.
Are you sure it's just cocktails?
But it was really funny. Like one friend said, "Wait, don't you realize we can't all talk at the same time?" And I just love that sort of when we're all starting and it's chaos and everyone's talking at the same time. I think that's fun. That's like walking into the party and everyone's having a blast. So it sort of mimics real life. But my husband actually asked, "Wait, this mute button? Can I do that in real life with her?"
Yeah.
Then they started talking about Grateful Dead set lists, and I muted my microphone. I'm like, okay, I'm good. This is great to see you all. Bye bye.
But yeah, that's what I'd need, a stiff drink.
Because think you don't have to drive home. Like this is absolutely safe. I'm not causing, you know, I'm not doing anything untoward. I can't get into fights with people at the bar.
Is that a normal occasion, Pam? Do we normally get fights?
You normally get in fights, Pam?
I know. But also, the best part is when you're done, and my friends know this about me, I'm usually like, okay, see you, bye-bye. I can just leave the meeting. It's been great to see you all. And you know, the excuse is you don't have any other plans. So how do you say no? I'm really busy. I have 12 virtual cocktail invitations for Thursday.
My date card's all filled up. Hey, give me a plug on your website, would you? Plug your website for us.
Oh, gosh, yes. You can find me on www.thepamsherman.com. And also on every social media platform as The Pam Sherman on Facebook and Instagram. And we are actually posting all the columns that I write for the Democrat and Chronicle. We post the radio bits so that you can hear us, over and over. And then also new videos for people to see to provide some inspiration.
All righty. Our Suburban Outlaws, Pam Sherman here on Warm 101.3.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.